Life that I grew up in could have been extremely bad for me. I can't even begin to imagine that I would be sitting here today if I didn't make the tough decisions as a child. And that's what it boils down to. You make your decisions, you make your choices, and live with them. You're not going to always make the best decision, but you can always find the best decision in that bad decision. There's always a way out, because good is going to oversee bad every day.
Life presents many choices. The choices we make determine our future. Every person is faced with circumstances and bumps in the road. It's how you deal with that and the choices you make which will define you.
Snow Philly is a bad area, you know, and it's easy to get caught up in the wrong situation at any given time, especially when you don't have a lot, especially when there's not a lot of positive role models.
Crime, poverty, and depression is everywhere in North Philadelphia, where Sharif Floyd grew up. But it's home for Floyd and the place that molded him into the man he is today.
Growing up in a rough situation, seeing different things in Philadelphia, such as crime, violence, families fighting each other, both sides of my families fighting each other, I seen all this as a child, you know, and not once did someone come and say, hey, sorry you had to see that, or hey, are you okay? You know, because it was just normal. It was just the thing to do.
His life story begins facing an uphill climb.
I was bullied as a child. Self-esteem was low. Didn't really care to have friends because of my situation. And, you know, I got picked on a lot. I'm probably one of the few who actually even got picked on by teachers. So it's like, when no one around you cares, how can you care? How do you know what care is a question that I can ask myself.
But it wasn't just the rough neighborhood that was tough to escape for Floyd.
What are you going to do to push forward? Are you going to be okay with being a guy that sleeps on just a mattress pad? And are you going to be okay with not eating breakfast but sneaking lunch out of the trash can if you want? Like, you got to determine who and what you want to be in life, because only you can change your life.
He went to live with his grandmother in a better environment and area of Philadelphia. But they still struggled to make ends meet.
Lucille Ryans is my grandmother. She means the world to me only because when times actually were rough and times got so low, where she was the only one there. She was the only one that understood without asking.
Life had dealt a series of tough hurdles to overcome. Seeing so much misery would make any kid want to give up. But not Sharif Floyd. He made the right choices and found that bright, shining light which would shape his life.
This game not only saved my life, this game gave me hope. This game is what turned me around. Because in eighth grade, before high school, before I started playing football, I didn't know who I was going to be in life. I didn't know what the big guy had in store for me. My life is truly a blessing because of how I and my circle turned it around.
Football quickly became his ticket to a new life. But it still couldn't hide what he was going through as a teenager.
I had to grow up extremely fast. You know, I lived on my own at 16. I had my own place at 16, and I had to make it happen. No one in my family knew what was going on until 16. No one in school or outside of what I was doing at home knew the circumstances. Because to better myself as a person, I couldn't carry that on my shoulders. That never left my front door. So as I walk into school, I walk in on the football field, it's blank. That's the only thing on my mind. That's why I can give so much to the game and not look back.
Even while dealing with all the personal struggles he kept to himself, his football career took off at George Washington High School. He helped lead the team to 2 state titles and quickly elevated himself to one of the country's top prep players.
He was different. It was more than just a football game to him. You know, it was, you could tell it was a passion, it was a lifestyle, it was everything. You know, of course, with everything he had going on in the personal life, this football was his scapegoat to get away from everything. And he understood how, if he did what he's supposed to do, it would change his lifestyle.
He hit it inside. I know, you know, for his, what he was going through must have been made him really miserable, but at the same time, I think it made him more focused on being a better football, you know, being a better football player, being a better student, and just being a better person.
Strength, intensity, dedication. It was dedication, even on days off. They, you know, on school days off, we would have practice, and sometimes I would be worried about who would show up. They would be there, so it wasn't a problem. I knew that he, that was something that was in his heart.